Catching up with Southwest Valley football coach Anthony Donahue as they take on Earlham this week. Coach, first thing I wanted to ask you about is your defense. Man, three shutouts your last four games. Pretty impressive. What's the key ingredient on the defensive side of the ball for you?
Yeah, Coach Noggle year in and year out has just a fantastic defense. I think that's a credit to his program and being able to allow the players to play simple and play fast. Really, it's a downhill kind of defense that focuses on, you know, defensive linemen doing their job and allowing the linebackers to flow free. So when you're able to do that, we force a lot of teams into some third and longs, and then it becomes kind of a predictable scenario for them, and then we're able to get some takeaways. So a relentless pressure, starting with the defensive line, and then I just think that, like I said, the players are doing a fantastic job of tackling.
Earlham looks like they're no slouch this season. What are you most concerned with about the Cardinals?
You know, well, about everything. They do. It's kind of like looking in the mirror. They want to be able to run, control the clock. They do just, you know, things just a little bit different. So it gets to be tough to prepare for. They've got foot-to-foot splits. They run everything tight. I've called it 7 years now. I've called it bully ball, where they just kind of want to force that ball with the dives. And then as soon as you come in, they're going to get you with a pitch or come over the top with it, passing it. They don't kick off. They're going to onside kick. So they're looking for extra possessions. They'll go for it on fourth and long. Just a team that's a little bit unorthodox, but it works for them, and they're highly successful doing it. So you've got to limit the times that they touch the ball and make sure that your defense can get off the field.
Another thing that really strikes me about your group is just how young you are. I don't know what it's like, four seniors. Is that all you've got? And how have some of these young guys really been able to develop so quickly?
Yeah, we knew we had a solid last year, solid sophomore class and junior class this year. And yeah, only four seniors led by, you know, Robbie Barnes, Marshall Knapp, Colin Jacobs, and Dustin Schuler. So all four seniors play, but we're really, really young. We've got some guys that have really stepped up, and even younger than that, you know, Wyatt Mendenhall came in for two games at the quarterback position, played some last Friday night against Wayne, did a fantastic job. Gavin Wetzel is our starting punter. He's a freshman. And these kids have been playing a lot of ball, but this is some first-time varsity action, and they're doing a great job of stepping up, and the moment's not too big for them.
I don't know that there's been a lot of surprises in the district. I think everybody probably expected it to be pretty competitively balanced, but do you feel good about where your team sits as far as your position at this point in the year?
Yeah, I do. We knew coming in that, you know, there were some teams that, you know, maybe on paper were favorites, but overall it's an unbelievably tough district. You know, St. Albert and us and Riverside, Mount Air, HST, you know, Sydney, all of them are just great teams, and every week you got to get up for it. So HST did their job. Looks like they're kind of in the captain seat now, but as we tell the guys, you know, the top two seeds are usually hosting a playoff game. So if that's something that's on your radar, you got to make sure that each game you treat as a true playoff game. And that's what we're doing this Friday night. So nothing changes. Southwest Valley wants to go 1-0 every single Friday, but we've got to earn the week in practice. And that's what we're going to do this week.
Coach, your rushing attack has been stout, as it usually is, and you've had a lot of different guys contribute there carrying the football, but who's paving the way for them, helping the skill guys excel?
Yeah, it's a little bit different this year, where we had Evan go down, and then I'll tell you, Isaac Curran has stepped up. He's got over 90 carries, averaging 5 yards, you know, over 450 yards on the ground. So he's kind of a thicker runner, runs heavy, runs downhill, and has really opened it up for guys like Eli Rodriguez and Bradley Grants to you know, hit it big. And then when Evan came back, you know, again, he's averaging almost 8 yards a carry on 55 totes, so 7 touchdowns. Evan is kind of having the running back set up the quarterback, you know, unlike previous years where we have the quarterback set up the running back, is kind of been big for us. So, you know, teams that want to key on the quarterback, I think everybody in the state probably knows that we want to run our quarterback. But now when you over pursue on our quarterback, I think some of those other guys are making sure that they can hit you. And then, you know, having a stat line like we did last Friday night, where it's 2 for 3 for 75 yards and a touchdown in the air, just kind of shows you that, you know, we will take our shots when we need to, but you know, we do have a quarterback that's, you know, highly efficient when he throws the ball.
Good to talk to you, Coach. Appreciate your time. Good luck this week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.